What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And the hearing for Michael Cohen is resumed. It is rancorous, to say the least. People are shooting dirty looks at each other from both sides of the room. And it is a circus. And here's something that you need to understand, and I mentioned this before. Lawyers aren't supposed to think right and wrong. They're taught that, literally in law school. You are not here to decide if your client is a good person or a bad person. Probably they're a bad person or they wouldn't need a lawyer. Your job is to do the best you can for your client. The other thing, of course, is lawyer-client confidentiality. Even if he hadn't been disbarred, Cohen's career was going to be over. So we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, getting on back to the war zones here. According to the story in Anti-War, Al-Qaeda is claimed to have increased their control over Syria's Idlib province. And so while Turkey controls some of the northern Aleppo province, Idlib is now almost entirely under the control of Al-Qaeda, and they're ruling under an increasingly strict Islamist rule. So there's probably going to be a fight over there. Now, Damascus keeps finding these huge caches of U.S. and Israeli-made weapons, and they found one close to the Golan Heights. The Syrian army discovered an underground militant cache close to the border with the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights to the west of Jabhat al-Kashab in Quneitra province. And Syrian state news said that they discovered in a dugout den during the course of a combing operation with the help of locals. They found anti-tank missiles, mortars, rifles, machine guns produced in the U.S., Israel, and Jordan, as well as huge amounts of ammunition. Apart from the weaponry, the Syrian army found protective gear. I wonder if they mean chemical weapon protective gear. Satellite communication devices and medical equipment, also made in the U.S. and Israel. They also found 8 tons of C4 explosive. Now, C4 is a very powerful plastic explosive. It is 1 kilogram of C4 is equivalent to 10 kilograms of TNT. So what they found was the equivalent of 80 tons of TNT. That's enough to take out a city, small city. So many of U.S. weapons have been found in the hands of terrorist groups that a bipartisan group of lawmakers is now demanding answers from the Trump administration about reports that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates may have transferred American-made weapons to Al-Qaeda-linked extremist groups in Yemen. That's only part of the problem, of course. This is led by House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, who's a Democrat. The lawmakers called on the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting Defense Secretary Shanahan to hold an urgent briefing on details of the suspected arms transfer. So I'm not sure why they're picking just on Saudi Arabia, but there's clearly an agenda at work there. In fact, let's be honest, nothing in Washington, D.C. happens without some underlying agenda. Now, here's an interesting little story. And this is coming out of Sana. And it's basically saying that there have been reports in the Syrian Al Jazeera area about a gold deal between the United States and the ISIS terrorist organization. And apparently they now have confirmation on the story. And the story is basically that Washington gets tens of tons of gold that ISIS has stolen as they traveled across Syria in exchange for providing safe passage for the terrorists and their leaders from the areas in Deir ez-Zor where they are located. And of course, we have reported previously on seeing heavy lift helicopters and other aircraft clearly evacuating the ISIS leadership from those areas. And now we know it wasn't just out of the goodness of their hearts that basically the U.S. cut itself in for a piece of the action, for some of the booty, some of the plunder, grab the gold. Russia and Syria continue to urge the United States to withdraw their troops from Syria and to allow for the evacuation of refugees in Rukban. And the joint statement basically said, we call on the United States, whose military units are on Syrian territory illegally, to leave the country. And that's absolutely accurate. The United States has no legal right to be there. There has been no declaration of war by Congress. The stated purpose of the United States most recently was to get rid of ISIS. They're all but gone. And the United States has no legitimate legal right under international law to remain. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Speaking of Syria, Iran has agreed to build 200,000 housing units in the Syrian capital of Damascus. And it's one of a number of agreements on civil construction, tourism, and the agricultural industry. And the building project is likely to start within the next 3 months, pointing out that Rabar said the Syrian regime prefers Iranian companies and contractors to reconstruct the war-torn country. Well, this is a poke in the eye at the United States, because part of the way the United States makes money off of a war is they'll go in and bomb a place like Iraq, and when the war is over, then they'll offer to generously loan Iraq the money for reconstruction and then provide American companies and contractors to carry out the reconstruction. That's the back end deal on war. Now, it doesn't really work out all that well. Some of the reconstruction the U.S. did in Iraq didn't hold up, was very shoddy. It's just all about getting that money back and keeping Iraq under control with debt here. But Syria has decided they don't want any U.S. contractors. In fact, I don't think they want anybody from the United States in their country for a long while, other than diplomatic personnel. So they're going to go with Iran. And that gives Iran a legitimate reason to be in Syria, which means if Israel tries to attack them, that is an act of war. And, of course, we're still seeing all the signs that the United States and Israel are looking for some kind of a pretext to attack Iran. That recent conference in Warsaw had that objective. It was clearly expressed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but it failed to rally European and Middle Eastern states to support the cause. You don't suppose that all these countries are just tired of all these wars? It's been going on for so long. This U.S. war agenda has gone on longer than World War I and World War II put together. And I think everybody's pretty much sick and tired of it. And the message coming out of Europe is that the U.S. should continue to go along with the P5 plus one deal to avoid a major war and prevent nuclear weapons proliferation. Over in Turkey, the purchase of Russia's S-400 missile defense system is a done deal. This was announced by Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu, despite Washington's efforts to persuade Turkey to buy the U.S. Patriot system instead. Well, Turkey obviously wants the most bang for its buck, and right now the world knows U.S. weapons are the most expensive and not always the best. The U.S. was threatening Turkey with sanctions and also made the argument that Patriot is designed to interlink with other U.S. weapon systems. So once you buy the Patriot, there's all that goes with it, where you get all the other little pieces and then you get this entire integrated battle management system that unfortunately has a bad habit of shooting down civilian passenger planes. Over in Libya, things are cranking up there again. Field Marshal Khalifa Haftar's self-styled Libyan National Army is being accused of war crimes and violent abuses in Libya's south after fresh gains in the area, including a much coveted oil field. Now, the Libyan National Army is trying to take control over the oil-rich south. It's fighting on behalf of an eastern-based government, one or two rival administrations. It's kind of an interesting phrase here. So Libya's in trouble here. Now, Ukraine, interesting developments are taking place there. The leader of Ukraine's Batkivshnya party, the opposition, we'll just say the opposition, and presidential contender Yulia Tymoshenko has initiated impeachment proceedings against President Petro Poroshenko. And she's said, "We declare that we are beginning impeachment proceedings against the president, along with other factions that support us." So it looks like Poroshenko may be getting his little pink slip. And it turns out that U.S. soldiers are now in the Donbass, adding to tensions along the line of demarcation. Now, over at the Faithful Cossacks International Public Organization, Alexei Selivanov is saying that NATO countries intend to turn Ukraine into a platform for sabotage warfare. And according to him, American intelligence officers arrived in the area where the combined forces are operating in the Donbass to audit and analyze the weapons brought from the United States. And they decided to do this because there's massive corruption among the Ukrainian military. And apparently, the Americans were not satisfied with what they saw, meaning that a lot of that equipment has been pilfered and resold. Okay. Article coming out of Zero Hedge, and it's talking about the final steps of the multipolar revolution. We used to be a multipolar world, then we were bipolar, U.S. and Soviet Union, then we were unipolar, United States. Now it's going back to multipolar, which I think is a good thing. But this article is calling for the containment of the United States in Europe, because right now the United States walks all over Europe like they're in charge, even though it's supposed to be Brussels. But for the last three decades, the United States has brought nothing but chaos and destruction to large parts of Europe, in spite of the common myth that the old continent has basked in the post-World War II peace of the American-led world order. And that chaos and destruction, there's actually a very funny story somebody wrote about sending Godzilla into Venezuela. And it's actually a satire on U.S. foreign policy, because every time the United States says there's a problem, well, we're going to send in Godzilla, who tromps all over and kills people with his atomic heat beam, and then leaves. And this article is a theoretical discussion between two people about Venezuela, where one of them is saying it's time to send in Godzilla, and the other one's saying, look, every time Godzilla goes in, it's a mess. And the other guy says, but this time it'll be different. I promise it's going to be different here. We've got to save them, their democracy and human rights and blah, blah, blah. So it's a bit of a giggle and worth reading. Over in Hanoi, Vietnam, President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un have finally met. They had a dinner. They discussed a few issues. Trump said it was a constructive dialogue. And when they get up tomorrow morning, they're going to get into it for real. And admittedly, there's been very little progress in negotiating an end to North Korea's nuclear program since the first summit. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of progress this time either. And I don't think Trump thinks there's going to be a lot of progress, because of the way the other day he was saying he's not in a rush. He knows denuclearization will happen eventually. It doesn't have to happen right now, which is Trump's way of backing off so that he doesn't look bad when it doesn't happen. But again, Kim Jong-un would be an idiot to give up his nuclear arsenal now that he's succeeded in building one. Kim Jong-un is not going to attack anybody with a nuclear arsenal. Nobody attacks with a nuclear arsenal in this day and age. The nuclear arsenal is there for deterrence. It's a last resort to keep people from making war on your country. Unfortunately, when both sides are nuclear armed, like Pakistan and India, all bets are off. But Kim Jong-un built those missiles and those nuclear bombs so that he would not be invaded. And he's not going to give those nuclear weapons up. I'll tell you that right now. Down in South Korea, one of their officials, a top security advisor to Moon Jae-in, said this tentative Trump-Kim pact is a bad deal for the United States because of the fact that Kim Jong-un is not going to decommission his nuclear fuel processing plant. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Anthony in Tucson, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. You made a comment about the United States declaring war when the Jewish lobby took over this country. As Netanyahu said, the United States isn't going to do anything about it because they know we run the country. They dissolved the War Department, and we only have a Defense Department to defend Israel's programs. And then they did away with the 13th Amendment, which prohibited lawyers from having a title of nobility in this country.
It prohibited everybody from having titles of nobility in this country.
Right, and they've granted a title of nobility to the Federal Reserve Bank because they're allowed to operate their business without being required to file an income tax return or that you could audit them. And then they devalued the Federal Reserve note since 1968, 2,400%. They devalued the $20 gold piece 6,000%. They devalued the silver, which is supposed to be like $47 an ounce, and they're still trying to force people to pay only $16 for it. Then they've established a religion because the Constitution says we cannot establish a religion, and Israel claims to be God's chosen people, and we're giving billions of dollars establishing a religion in Israel. And then the other one is...
You know, that's actually a valid argument that you're making there. With Israel having formally declared itself a Jewish state, the United States is now showing favor to an establishment of religion. That actually is a valid point.
And then they violate the 14th, 5th Amendment, which says you're supposed to be secure in your house, person, papers, and effects. When they demand that you tell them what your name is, who you work for, how much you get, who you give it to, where you put it, and how much you got left. These are all in violation of the Constitution, and every judge, every congressman, every senator is acting in treason because they know this. And they're supporting the cartel, which is a criminal. I wouldn't even call it mafia. I would call it Mossad. Mossad is worse than the Italian mafia.
I don't want to make this all about Israel, okay, because there's plenty of corrupting influences in this country that are native-born. And I think, first of all, it's clear that we're living in a post-Constitution nation. We all respect the Constitution. We know what it says. Clearly, our government is ignoring it. Certainly, with all this constant surveillance is a violation of our Fourth Amendment rights. Remember what George W. Bush said, the Constitution is just a blankety-blank piece of paper. They'd all like to shred it up. You know, they're trying to bring about a very different system in which they get to rule us and we don't get to talk back to them because they're tired of listening to us whine and cry and everything. Anyway, Anthony, we got to let you go here. We got to take another break for commercials. We got to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. Bye-bye.
Extend your life with Extend. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting on back to Korea. It's kind of interesting to see the reaction of Democrats to Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un. It's, of course, entirely negative. They don't want Trump to have any kind of a victory at all for any of this. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I can also mention Korea as well, but this country is so completely dysfunctional that what peace in Korea is a great thing for the whole world, but the Democrats are against it because of Trump. But there was a vote yesterday, and it was on whatreallyhappened.com. He ran an article about it, where the senator of Congress said that Trump's calling the border a national emergency, they passed a bill or something that says that he can't do that.
Yeah, they did, and it looks like all they need is one more GOP senator to flip, and the Senate will pass their version as well. Of course, Trump can veto it at that point, but I'm not even sure if it's legitimate for the Congress to go on in and tell Trump he can't declare a national emergency. That violates the separation of powers doctrine.
I, I agree with you completely, Mike, but in a conversation I had with a good friend of mine yesterday, who my take on it is, this is the end of the country for good. If you take everything together, for instance, they're making peace in Korea a political thing. They're making we're about to invade Venezuela and create another several million refugees and waves of people assaulting our southern border. We're an undeclared. We haven't declared a war, even though we've been at war forever since 1941. And yesterday also, the military came out and says, "Well, the border doesn't rise to what we would consider a defense problem."
Now, well, it's not their call to make. It's not their call to make. And this guy needs to go back and review that oath that they take when they become officers, which says, "I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the other officers above me."
Right, as well as supporting the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I took that oath.
That's true.
But Mike, what I'm saying here is that even despite all that, the military is weighing in as part of the deep state on not sending people to the border when that's their job. Their job is to defend the territorial integrity of the United States. Yet we can send people to Venezuela. We can send them to Libya. We just can't send them to our own border.
You bring California. Up a point with Venezuela. I mean, this guy at the Pentagon is saying there's no military threat at the southern borders. There's about to be one. We're starting a war with Venezuela. If John Bolton has his way, we're going to start wars with Nicaragua and Cuba. And obviously, with the borders wide open, the Venezuelan military and the Nicaraguan military and the Cuban military are going to be thinking, hey, we just need to sneak some people through, you know, and commit some major sabotage at military bases. Because after all, these people will blend right in with those migrant hordes the Democrats are bringing in to vote Democratic.
Well, and Mike, if you look, you know, I live in California, obviously, and I live in a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state. Here we have all of our representatives here, you know, our senators, our congressmen, they're all completely reprehensible, by the way. But at any rate, they had a chance to vote on all the laws for immigration and citizenship, and they had their chance, and however they voted, they lost. And they're not going along with it, right? They won't go along with it. So we have cities and states not obeying the Constitution. We have the Army telling us that the territory integrity of the United States isn't a defense problem. We have the Democrats saying peace in Korea is a bad idea because Trump's doing it. This country, it's the end. If they can tell Trump that he can't declare an emergency over the border, I said yesterday to my friend, you can mark this day as the day that it officially, the United States, became terminal. It's absolutely terminal now. There's no getting around it. If we don't have the political will to do something about all that's going on, oh, by the way, I do work for LA Unified. I was at LA Unified today, and some of the teachers were saying the whooping cough is back inside LA Unified school system. And about half an hour before I heard that conversation, my daughter goes to a private school. And her private school, it's a horribly expensive private school, whooping cough is there. And the teachers were saying, well, didn't we defeat this? And yeah, we did. But we're at the point right now.
And then we just invited it back in over that border. Anyway, Peter, we've got to take a break for commercials here. Thank you for the phone call. And we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And interestingly enough, nearly two dozen Democratic members in the House of Representatives have introduced a resolution calling for a formal end to the Korean War, which has been technically ongoing since 1950. Now, it's obviously been quiet for much of that time. The measure also allows for the continued stationing of U.S. forces in South Korea, which I think would be up to the South Korean government to decide, not Congress. But still, it is time to formally end the Korean War. I think it's something Kim Jong-un would certainly welcome. I think Moon Jae-in would welcome it. It would certainly look very good for Donald Trump to do it, which is why I'm surprised the Democrats are behind this. But the House Armed Services Committee member Ro Khanna said that President Trump must not squander this rare chance for peace. He should work hand in hand with our ally, South Korean President Moon Jae-in, to bring the war to a close and advance toward the denuclearization of the peninsula. Now, ending the war formally, I think, would in fact be seen as a serious gesture by North Korea, because the impasse we've had up to this point is, following the first summit, North Korea did a lot of stuff. They made, they returned the remains of American soldiers who had been lost in North Korea. They opened up the border and allowed people who had families who'd been split by the Korean War to finally meet each other again. They were talking about tearing down that whole DMZ. They stopped all that loudspeaker nonsense. He closed down the nuclear test site, dismantled a rocket test stand, and now he's waiting for the United States to show something in good faith. This would be it. I think Kim Jong-un would see this as an indication of seriousness on the part of Trump, if not on the U.S. government itself here. Now, over in Russia, they have a defense contractor, Kalashnikov Concern, which is named after one of the most famous small arms designers of all time, obviously creator of the AK series of rifles. They're now producing what are described as kamikaze drones designed to destroy remote ground targets. And it's called the Kubla, was showcased for the first time at the International Exhibition of Arms and Military Equipment in Abu Dhabi. And the drone delivers an explosive charge onto the coordinates of the target, which can be set manually or can be acquired automatically by uploading an image of the target into the guidance system. Now, that is pretty, that's pretty intense. It's got a synthetic vision system that can recognize its target. So the drone carries a 3-kilogram payload. It has an endurance time of 30 minutes and a rate of between 80 and 130 kilometers per hour speed. So Kalashnikov says the advantage of the system are hidden launch, high accuracy of the shot, noiselessness, and ease of handling. And apparently it's already been tested out in Syria. That was the news that came on out of this thing. Okay, the according to a new report out of the Pentagon, the U.S. Navy is planning to retire the USS Truman aircraft carrier 25 years ahead of schedule. Now, the Pentagon is trying to get two new Ford-class carriers, even though the lead ship in that class hasn't worked out all that well. And the costs are starting to get to them. So they're going to slash the U.S. carrier fleet from 11 carriers now down to 10. And that would basically ratchet the carrier fleet down by 9%. Now, this is not going to happen, they say, until 2024. But it's another reminder. Things are getting a little tight over there in Pentagon land, despite all the money that they've got. And a lot of it has to do with waste and lost and outright graft and corruption. But these carriers represent a huge investment, and it's not working out. If they're ending the Truman's commission 25 years early, it tells me that part of the problem is it's wearing out, turning into a rust bucket. Okay, now, as one of our callers mentioned, we're turning to domestic politics now. One of our callers mentioned the U.S. House passed the resolution nullifying Trump's national emergency. The vote was 245 to 182. And it was to revoke Donald Trump's emergency declaration. The measure now heads to the Senate for consideration, where apparently it is just one GOP Senator shy of passing, which would lead to a veto. Now, here is where things get a little fuzzy. Let me just go on with this thing. By declaring a national emergency, it's not quite the same thing as an executive order. Now, executive order, which is entered into the Federal Register, Congress does have 30 days to call that off. But a declaration of a national emergency, I think, is outside of that. This could provoke a constitutional crisis. Trump could easily veto it. Whether Congress could come up with a veto override, I know the House would like to do that, would be another embarrassment for Donald Trump. But again, you have to wonder, what are these people in Congress thinking? The United States is starting a war in Venezuela, and according to Bolton, Nicaragua and Cuba. Those wars are not on the other side of the planet. They are in what Washington, D.C. likes to call our backyard. Keeping that border open is an invitation to unconventional warfare conducted on our own soil. Now, the latest word we're getting from Russia is that the United States is going to take the Syria approach with Venezuela. They're going to smuggle arms and weapons in to opposition groups, and apparently they're getting the arms and weapons from a company up in Ukraine, so they're untraceable. But everybody knows who's behind all of this, and the Venezuelans are going to know who's behind all of this. Insane. Colorado is set to become the 12th state to move against to try and kill the Electoral College in favor of nationwide popular voting for the next presidential election. And this is all coming from the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. They've got 12 states on there. And here is the problem, though. The states can't just arbitrarily abandon our constitutional election system, but it looks like that's exactly what they're going to do. And again, this is coming from the Democrats. So this organization represents states that have agreed to pool their presidential electoral votes for the majority candidate, regardless of individual state outcomes. So here is the way they're going to get around the Constitution. All the states that join this organization have agreed that whoever wins the popular vote will get all of their electoral votes. This is Hillary Clinton all over again. This has got Hillary Clinton's fingerprints all over it. She hates that Electoral College. And I take this as another sign that she is, in fact, thinking of stepping back in 2020. Just utterly insane. Flooding the country with illegal immigrants to vote Democratic, even though they're not supposed to vote. Trump is doing nothing about it. We have an election system which itself is designed to facilitate and conceal election fraud. Trump isn't doing anything about that. And now you have this attempt to basically hamstring the Electoral College, and nothing's going to get done about that. Trump is a one-term president. Get used to the idea. All you Trump supporters out there, this is his one term in office. All right, we are still hearing the repercussions of the Jussie Smollett hoax. And it's amazing to see people are still out there trying to spin this as a positive. And the police are basically saying that, you know, through regular police work, they discovered it had been set up. Smollett paid these two Nigerian bodybuilders $3,500 to do this. The rope they chose to put around his neck was non-chafing. That was kind. The bleach was environmentally friendly. And it's just silly here. So Maxine Waters expressed her disappointment that the attack might have been staged, but said that his highly credible story reflects a deeper reality. The fact is that President Trump is a racist, and there are doubtless many Trump supporters who would have enjoyed beating up a gay black man. I think Jussie deserves some credit for trying to dramatize this deeper reality. She's been taking her lead from the Israelis. Every time one of these Holocaust hoaxes is exposed, like fragments, the first thing they say is, oh, well, maybe it was less than truthful, but it illustrates the deeper truth. And so we ought to have more respect for this. I mean, it's just, it's a big steaming pile of bovine excrement here. Kamala Harris came on out saying, I'm sad, frustrated, and disappointed that this particular incident seems to have been a hoax. However, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that real attacks of this sort do take place. Jussie's efforts to draw attention to this fact were well intended. No, they won't. He was trying to get his name in the papers so he could get more money from his TV role. Smollett is now claiming that the scheme was essentially a dry run for a subplot segment of a future episode of Empire. And judging from the initial responses, I'd say I'd have to be demonstrated. I'm more than just an actor. The verisimilitude of my vignette shows my screenwriting ability is considerable and supports my case for a bigger slice of the Empire pie. So that's it. The guy's a liar, but he told the lie that we wanted told, and therefore we're going to support him. All righty. So January 29th, two masked men identifying themselves as Donald Trump supporters, shouting racial and homophobic insults, attacked Jussie Smollett, lightly bashed his face, lightly punched his ribs, splashed him with environmentally friendly bleach, and put a noose of non-irritating rope around his neck. Smollett's story was gobbled up hook, line, and sinker by the anti-Trump news media, but it turned out to be a hoax. And this type of hoax is part and parcel of the less broad agenda of victimology, fraudulence, and gimmickry, plus gross media gullibility. Now, here's what's really interesting. Ever since this came on out, that it was a hoax, nobody has apologized to Donald Trump or Trump supporters for smearing them. Not one word of apology. Ellen Page wrote a new op-ed about Jussie Smollett and hate crimes, but made no mention of apologizing to Mike Pence, because she blamed the hate crime on Mike Pence. Amazing. We have been talking about this sudden rush to transfer nuclear power technology to Saudi Arabia. And apparently it's not sitting well with a lot of people, partly because Saudi Arabia was a financial backer of Donald Trump, partly with Israel that doesn't want any more nuclear cooperation than it already has from Iran. And so the House Committee on Oversight and Reform has announced they'll be probing Trump administration allies and their push to have the U.S. government share nuclear power technology with Saudi Arabia. And the committee's report explained how an organization called IP3 International developed a plan for U.S. companies to build nuclear power plants in Saudi Arabia, calling it the Middle East Marshall Plan. The report alleges Michael Flynn, while he was national security advisor to Trump's presidential campaign in transition, and Thomas Barrack, chairman of the Trump Inaugural Committee and friend to the president, were proponents of the IP3 plan since at least summer of 2015 and into the time Flynn was a White House advisor. And whistleblowers to the House committee are concerned that the plans would violate U.S. law. Now, since early 2018, Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Energy, Industry, and Natural Resources has employed two United States firms to provide advice and assistance concerning a potential bilateral agreement with the United States concerning peaceful uses of nuclear energy. Well, all they need to do is sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty. There are still additional lines down there at the bottom. They do that, and everything is just perfectly copacetic. Okay, this is getting kind of dark here. There are these two wealthy Ecuadorian brothers, Roberto and William Isaias. They were owners of companies fined and ordered to shut down for illegally trafficking worldwide aborted baby parts purchased from Planned Parenthood. They are now under arrest because they were in this country illegally. And now, of course, we have these ridiculous late-term abortion laws where they can literally kill the baby after it's born. That's more source material for this black market trade. And I don't know what people are trafficking baby parts for, but apparently somebody somewhere wants them. And they're willing to pay for them here. Now, as you know, there was an effort in the Congress to reverse these late-term abortion bills. And it was a Republican bill that would have threatened prison time for doctors who don't try to save the life of infants who are born alive during failed abortions. and the Democrats helped vote it down. It failed 7 votes short of the 60 needed because of the Democrats. And can you see the hypocrisy down on the southern border? Oh, what a tragedy. Those poor immigrant refugee children, we have to take care of them. And up in New York, nah, we don't want it. Throw it in the trash. That's how completely dysfunctional the Democratic agenda has become. Amazingly. Meanwhile, a Maryland Democratic lawmaker has been forced to apologize after, in private, referring to a county as a blank district, and blank was the N-word. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And somebody just sent me this video clip from Fox News from 2016 in which they are reporting that Saudi Arabia already has nuclear weapons. So I think this new investigation is more about hurting Donald Trump than getting at Saudi Arabia. They really hate him. The globalists want him gone. I never thought I would live to the day to see our entire government so hate the president. I mean, the hate there is even worse than it was for John F. Kennedy. And I think probably the only reason they haven't taken that approach with Trump is they know we in the independent media are all watching. And the American people aren't going to buy crazed lone assassin again. Article out of Redress Online talking about why politics is dead. And it says because the two political parties, the two sides, the right and left, are just shells of what they used to be. They're devoid of ideological and political relevance. They're just out there selling themselves with cult-like identity politics. The left is basically all about LGBT, and the right is basically about money. Both parties are quintessentially tribal, anti-universal, and they're not attractive to most people, and that hits it right on the head. I think Americans are fed up with both of these parties. Unfortunately, the system is rigged to prevent a third party from getting anywhere in the system, which is why Bernie Sanders is going to run as a Democrat in 2020. Okay, talking about the economic news, all Globex futures trading was halted, and this was reported by Bloomberg. CME spokesperson Gang Li Meng said, "We are aware of this, and we're currently looking into this." And S&P futures have stopped. The foreign exchange markets remain active. Gregory Manarino over at TraderChoice.net says that he thinks these futures markets were shut down because of India and Pakistan starting to shoot at each other, fearing that there might be too much volatility. And once again, people are sounding the alarm over the fact that Americans are defaulting on their student loans at record levels. It's another bubble. The country has never been as indebted with student loans as it is now, and the problem is spiraling out of control. In just the third and fourth quarters of last year, there were around $166 billion in student loan delinquencies that have been in default for 90 days or more. College has become a scam, like everything else in this country. We've got to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.